Hi everyone, today is Wednesday the 18th of August, and today we are reminded again of the biblical emphasis on Christian community and caring for each other. This is an attitude and these are actions that please God. Today's reading asks a question of us. How do we show love for our brothers and sisters who are not in our local Christian family? This is for each of us to consider and to ask God how we can individually and as a church family do more to demonstrate love. Today we're reading verses 9 and 10 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, you already show your love for all the believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more. Now, the first half of verse 9 deals with the importance of loving each other. For example, brotherly or Christian love, which sees members of the local fellowship as brothers and sisters. If you remember, Ron highlighted this last week. This encouragement to love one another is also commanded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, which says, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. The phrase keep on used here indicates that it is already present in the local church. And this love amongst the believers is the unique identifier of a genuine Christian family. It is this brotherly love for one another that differentiates between a local church fellowship and a social club. This love includes the practical aspects that looks after each other, helping and meeting needs as they are identified. And one very practical way is to undertake acts of kindness to others. Perhaps by being available to get together for some tea or coffee, or delivering something to eat. You know, there are so many ways to demonstrate kindness. Now, while Shirley and I were ill and quarantined with COVID, we were overwhelmed by the people who offered to deliver meals. And not just meals for today, but meals sometimes for a week or longer. Or to go and fetch our medication from the chemist. Or they just offered to do anything we needed. Our neighbors around us, our close families, our church family, everyone showed their kindness and support to us. They did far more than we asked of them. That's love in action. Looking at the second half of verse 9, we read, for God himself has told you to love another. I want to read that again. For God himself has told you to love each other. The question is, how did God teach them? I believe that Romans chapter 5, verse 5b informs us how this is possible. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. God in us as Holy Spirit enables us, empowers us to love others instead of our natural response, which is selfishness. It is only by God's help that we can love others. However, we also know that love is a choice. And if we do not choose to be available to love others, we never will, and we will remain stuck in our own little world of selfishness. Moving on to verse 10, we read, you also show your love for all the believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more. For love to be visible to other people there must be a very demonstrative and practical element of kindness and a willingness to serve. It is only in this way that the testimonies of strangers can be, see how they love one another. History shows us that the love and kindness this demonstrated by the Thessalonian church was made visible by their hospitality. This church was based in the commercial center of Macedonia, or Greece as we would know it today, and so the believers in the church had many occasions to host Christians from all over the known world. But this hospitality was not limited to Christians, but also included other travelers. And through their kindness, their reputation spread all around the church. Hospitality is only one way of demonstrating love and kindness. Perhaps the best way we can show love to others is by exercising or choosing to forgive those people who hurt us. The final half of verse 10 is an encouragement to love even more. Growing in our ability to love others is a challenge when we do not recognize an opportunity for us to grow in love. Perhaps a common example is when believers experience difficulties with one another and they need to exercise forgiveness. Here is an opportunity for growth in Christian love. Let me leave you with a question this morning. How are you doing when it comes to loving others? This includes practical acts of kindness, providing hospitality, serving people, and finally walking in forgiveness to others. You see, we can love and serve others. It's our choice to do so. And God gives us the strength to accomplish this. And so, Father, as we face today, would you help us to recognize the opportunities you're putting before us to demonstrate practical love to others? In Jesus' name, amen.